You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What's up, family? Welcome to Speak. Now look, we got Slim here, but unfortunately, Slim in a cage. The Eagles, well, they lost. And this isn't a great day for me. It's not a great day for Shady. It's not really a great day for Eagles fans. But Shady, you know, I wanted you to see Slim one final time before the season it ended. I didn't want you to have to see Slim like this. But we had to bring in Slim nonetheless. It's the last day of Slim. Slim, you had a good run. Eagles, they had a good run. Slim, you put up a good fight. The Eagles put up a good fight, but Slim, it seems like this is where you belong. It's better than Cancun, though, because that's where Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert and Lane Johnson and DeAndre Swift are. You look good in your green, though.
Yo, pause the touch of me so much.
Shady, you look good. Shady, I just wanted you to see Slim one more time, man. I wanted you to. How you feeling?
I can't see it loud.
You feeling? You'll be able to shortly. You'll be able to shortly. I looked in the Eagles players' eyes. I didn't see much heart.
So
it's fine. Shady.
Starting to show off like that.
I'm just saying, I mean, yesterday we went hard on the Cowboys.
Spicy day.
Yesterday we went hard on the Cowboys yesterday, Shady. You have some words for Dak Prescott. Mm. You have some words for Mike McCarthy, Shady. Mm. Today it's time for you to have words for Jalen Hurts, sir. Mm. The megaphone is yours.
Yeah, we got to hear you.
Oh, no, I don't need to hear you now. I'm good.
Really, James is the only one with a team still alive, if we're being honest. Everybody seems is done.
Shady, who do you blame for the loss? Do you blame Nick Sirianni? Do you blame Jalen Hurts, man? Get it out your heart.
I don't blame Nick Sirianni.
Oh, you do?
Slim disagrees.
Oh, you blame Nick?
I like Nick. I blame Jalen Hurts. I blame some of that gets to Jalen Hurts, right? And I think some of the offensive coordinator. And you're saying blame it for just the season?
However you want to take it, Big Dog. But yesterday, well, particularly.
Yeah. I mean, I blame Bradbury. I blame a lot of guys, right? I mean, he don't want to tackle nobody.
More to blame, Hurts or Sirianni? I'm talking the two that run the offense.
Okay. Well, you run the questions. I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts, right? Because Nick Sirianni, he don't play football. Mm-hmm. He may coach. He may lead his team, right? He gets his guys ready to play, puts them in position to win, but he don't go out there and catch balls. He don't go out there and throw passes. He don't block. He don't make guys miss. Mm. This goes to the players. I look at Jalen Hurts, who I think is a phenomenal player, an excellent leader. And when you get paid $200+ million, we need results. When it looks ugly, when it looks bad, we need you to take care of that. Mm. When the defense is from the Bucs is doing zero pressures, I need you, the $200 million quarterback. Yo, ho, let's check. Let's bring the tight end in. Yeah. Bring him back in. Let's max protect this.
Talk about
it. And let's give single routes, one-on-ones. I need to see that.
Talk about it.
And it's like, as much as I am a Jalen Hurts fan, I got to be honest and speak what I see. Because that's why I'm here on this job.
No doubt about it.
So when you ask me who I blame more, it's got to be the player. If I look at the Chiefs, look at the Bills, right, no matter what's going on, win and loss, it comes down to Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Win and loss comes down to Josh Allen. The offense ain't playing well. We're not going to talk about the running back that had the fumble or the guy that had the drop. We're going to talk about the quarterback. Why, what the hell was Josh Allen doing? Why they ain't win? Same thing with Jalen Hurts. I'm not sure if he's healthy or injured. I don't really care. Mm. Because in the playoffs, nobody's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I need him to put the team on the back and get these wins.
I blame Nick Sirianni. Jalen Hurts deserves a lot of blame. Jalen Hurts has not been good, and he looked bad yesterday. And we will get to Jalen Hurts. We will. But it's Nick Sirianni for me because they've looked bad for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's spiraled. and you got to find a way to stop the bleeding, and he never did.
Nope.
They made some adjustments on the defense, I guess. That didn't really work. And while we're mentioning the defense and mentioning nobody tackling, it's not like it was cold there yesterday. Mm-mm. What's the excuse for you bumping into people?
Yep.
That's not a tackle.
No.
I've played exactly zero plays
that's
of professional
not even a
football.
Flag pull.
But I don't exactly. Like, he didn't even try and pull them. He was like, give it a little yank or something, just a little like tap, that's a little it. Love tap. Yeah. We're doing a lot of shoulder taps
that's
today. Here we go.
Good.
Let's just spread it around. 30th total defense, 31st in scoring defense, 30th in red zone touchdown percentage, 29th in pass defense, 29th in third down defense, 29th in rush defense since week 13, including the playoffs. What does Jalen Hurts have to do with that?
I got a question.
Yes.
What does Nick Sirianni have to do with that?
He's head coach. Mm. You're the head coach. You're in charge of everything. You're in charge of everything. Certainly Jalen Hurts doesn't have anything to do with it. Somebody got to have something to do with it. It has to be someone's responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's got to fall a little bit on the head coach. You're the one who sees these problems happening. And on top of that, the offense isn't good. It can't be Jalen Hurts' responsibility to be in charge of that, the defense, and everything he's doing. And again, Jalen Hurts deserves a big slice of the blame pie. But that defense was terrible. You just said it. They're not tackling. There's no effort. Where does Nick Sirianni's blame come into this? Because he is the head coach. He's not just the offensive coordinator. He is the head coach. You have to be able to stand in front of a group of men and regroup, make some adjustments, force some adjustments. It's got to be someone's responsibility.
I just think that as the head coach, right, unless you're a special teams coach or something like that, particularly to have either he's good at defense or good at offense, right? When we look at Sean McVay, we're not going to blame him for how bad the defense used to play for the Rams, right? That's what it is. Andy Reid, that's my guy. I don't never really see him talk to the defense. Chris Jones, he playing? Oh, cool. He don't really work with the defense?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, he don't.
Is the defense bad?
They used to be.
Yeah.
Bad? This bad?
Yeah. Never this bad.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, so it's like, as much as you want to give Sirianni, like, the blame for the defense, but and he should, because he's the head coach. But how much, though? That's what I'm saying. How much, though?
I understand what you're saying, but I agree with Joy, because I look at Coach LaFleur this year. The Green Bay Packers defense, they've been garbage. Mm-hmm. Coach LaFleur is an offensive coach. Coach LaFleur said, you know what? I'm going to be in on these defensive meetings and on these installs. Even though I'm an offensive coach, right, I know how people try to stop us. I'm going to give you a little bit of my mind. Even when the Niners was playing bad, what's my man's name? Couch. And I was like, hold on, no. This is how we play defense over here. Not saying he's calling the plays, but you the head coach. And the bleeding has never stopped since y'all started losing, right? And for me, I blame the head coach because it's very easy to have your players in the right spot, know what they're supposed to be doing. That falls on coaching. At the end of the day, Jalen Hurts gets a lot of this blame. But when I watch some of this stuff on tape, what are we doing? What the Eagles doing? And I got some plays to show y'all. I just want the world to see this right here, right? Because everybody want to blame Jalen Hurts. But this is an offensive play. You got two all-pro players. What is it? This is a simple screen. We in week 27, and y'all running into each other? Like, come on. And then here, you just talked about this, Shady. Playing with Aaron Rodgers, right? If we get empty pressure all game long, for the receiver to win, it has to be routes to where we're running away from the DB. All year long, he has not checked off of a play. Right here, check a slant to Devontae Smith. That's a walk-in touchdown. But he has not got up to the line of scrimmage and said, hey, check. Here they come. Hey, check. He has not done that yet. So that means the coaches ain't teaching him that. And then right here again, you see it paused right here. This is supposed to be a rub route. Devontae Smith coming off of Goddard's hip. And that's why Jalen Hurts kind of threw this blind, because he expecting Smitty to be out there. We got two dudes in the same spot in the playoffs, and this has been going on. So for me, this has a lot to do with Nick Sirianni, and this is why I give some of this to Jalen Hurts. Because what we doing, bro? You take a safety from the 11-yard line, and you had two opportunities to just throw this ball out of bounds, and you see Smitty over there. What are we doing?
So here is my thing, and I'll go as far as to say this. I think Jalen Hurts got exposed this year. If we're going to be honest, and the reason I feel so passionate about saying this is the expectations going into the season were higher for Jalen Hurts than they were for Dak Prescott. They had the same postseason results, and Dak Prescott had a better regular season. So as hard as I was yesterday on Dak Prescott verbally, Jalen Hurts is going to have to get it too. He got exposed this season. Mm. He got exposed for being a game manager number one.
Oof.
I am not convinced anymore that Jalen Hurts is actually a trailer as opposed to the tractor. I don't know if he's pulling the team or if he's being pulled by the team. Mm. What did Jalen Hurts do to change a game this year? All he did this season was manage games. There's one game you could say, the Buffalo Bills game, in which he changed. But even then, those first three quarters were atrocious. Shout out to Jalen Hurts for calling a QB draw to win the game in overtime. But to me, this year he got exposed because he's not as good as we thought he was. If you thought he was all that good, he ain't that good. Come on now, family. Like, have we yet to see a 4,000 passing yard season? Have we yet to see 25 passing touchdowns in a season? Come on now, family. To me, Jalen Hurts got exposed. And the reason I can say confidently he got exposed is I don't feel about Jalen Hurts anymore like I used to feel about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Not at all. I don't feel like he's the kind of guy that can put his team on his back. You showed a lot of plays with X's and O's. Shady and I were talking about this before the show. I'll talk about it on the show. I haven't seen him live above the X's and O's.
True.
A coach will give you X's and O's on Monday to Saturday. But Sunday at 1:25 p.m. when that game kicks, or Monday night with the whole world watching, it's time to live above the X's and O's. Mm. That means if the play is not there based upon design during the week, make it. That means if the play is not executed like we thought it was going to be executed versus practice squad and scout team players, make it come alive. I didn't see Jalen Hurts make anything come alive this year. Last year, week one, Detroit Lions, he made it come alive. First drive of the game. Last year versus the Colts, A.J. Brown fumble, he made it come alive. Last year versus the Steelers, four touchdowns, he made it come alive. Last year versus the Titans, he made it come alive. But this year, when the Eagles roster wasn't as healthy, when Dallas Goedert got hurt, A.J. Brown hurt in the playoffs, this year I didn't see it from Jalen Hurts. So what you got to tell me and what y'all are telling me is it's got to be perfect for Hurts. Mm. Either the roster has to be a historically great roster. Yes, Slim, we talking. Either the roster has to be a historically great roster or the coaching just has to be perfect. Mm. If he ain't got perfect coaching, then Jalen Hurts can't ball. Mm-hmm. Nah, he got exposed for my money this year. I'm just being honest with my job.
I won't go as far as saying got exposed, right? I think he had a down year, but I think he did show some of his deficiencies this season. Like, when you get paid $200-something million, like, you're supposed to be special. I ain't get paid nowhere near that type of money, but I always got paid the top of the charts as a running back. Why? Because I'm special. Yeah, it might not be blocked the right way. I got you. Mm-hmm. That's what I pay the dudes for. If everything is so X's and O's and have to be perfect, then, like, I can't pay you $200 million, right? You're just like every other quarterback. And I do think that the offensive coordinator could have did a better job of putting him in a better situation to win. But my thing is like, yo, at this level, at this time, when I'm at the elite level, I'm okay with, yo, I'm going to make my own checks.
Yeah.
I've seen Jalen Hurts make checks, right, against the Bills. He made that check.
That one check?
Yeah. I'm going to do the check. I'm going to do the Kubi draw. And then win a game. What's the difference? Make the checks.
Yeah.
Right? And then when you have that type of power, hey, you got the slant. You got this. You got the. Mm-hmm. Get on your boys. Get on them.
Correct.
All I'm saying is that, like, and I'm not giving him a total 100% of the blame.
No doubt.
But he's getting a majority of it because you were the quarterback.
All
you're
in
the
this
guy. We can't win without him. And you have that type of power and you got that type of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, no matter how bad Jalen Hurts plays, we got to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the game works. So if that's the case, we're going to work together then. Mm-hmm. I need you to be that player where if things ain't working right, I need you to make a difference. That's why guys get paid that much money.
Yeah, I mean, we had a saying in Green Bay in the receiver room. Results. Mm. You ain't finna kill the person off the line of scrimmage every time. Darrell Revis, Richard Sherman, they know how to play too. Ball in the air, results. Mm. Body catch, hands catch, whatever it gotta be, results, the ball is yours, right? When I look at this Eagles offense, number one, they didn't trust him to do all that. If we are really keeping it a buck and we are talking about Jalen Hurts, we talking one check and it wasn't even a pass play. They did not trust him with the offense to be able to check in and out of plays. We have not seen that all year. And to be honest with you, they lining up out there and just no movement, no nothing. You should expect your quarterback to have some type of ability to change this play. I played with a great quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. You could never take your eyes off of Aaron. If you looked at the defense for one, yep, they in cover two, and look back at Aaron and he looking at you, you looking at him like, what you changing to? Because he is changing plays constantly. We ain't seen that from Jalen Hurts. But Aaron Rodgers had full control of the offense. I'm not putting him and Aaron Rodgers in the same bucket, but he had zero control of the offense. Mm. Whatever play was called, he ran. We never seen him look at Smitty and say, it's man to man right here. We never seen him look at AJ and say, it's man. We never seen him all year long.
So how you blaming Nick for that? You got the keys.
But not only that.
But they bring in the next coordinator because they might let him go.
Yeah, they will. They have to.
Who is it the first one? What they talking about?
No doubt.
When Howie Roseman, mm-hmm. right, and Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, when they sit down with the next coach, coordinators, the first thing I'm going to say is, yo, how can you make my quarterback be this and that and the third, right?
Yeah.
So when you say to me, how's Nick getting all the blame for that when we gave you the keys and the cash?
But that's the thing. That's why Nick gets all the blame, because you didn't give him the keys. You guys paid him a lot of money. Mike McCarthy walked in the meeting room and he said, the ball is yours, Aaron Rodgers. And at practice, we practiced probably for an hour because we'd go out there, run some no huddle. Aaron would check in and get into all the plays. So I blame the coaches because how has this young man not checked out of nothing? That means you ain't preparing this young man to check out of nothing.
I can't go there and say that. I talked to a lot of Eagle players, you know, and not they're not throwing anybody on the bus, but they definitely say that, yo, he got the power to make. I mean, they didn't even tell me that. I figured that. You can't give a guy that much money and don't think that he got the.
But how can you figure it, Shady, and he ain't did it?
So you telling me, all the years you played, and they give a quarterback $200-some million,
yep.
You telling me you don't think he has the ability to change the plays?
No, I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm saying they did not prepare him to do it because we ain't seen it. I seen Aaron do it. I seen Josh Allen do it, but they have not prepared him to do it because he ain't checked into one play.
We'll get back to that in a moment. But, Joy, answer me this. Do you believe that Jalen Hurts got exposed this season? Has your opinion changed of Jalen Hurts? How are you now feeling about it now that the season is over?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jalen Hurts isn't Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen.
He's not.
I didn't think he was Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen before this season.
Right.
I do think he has been exposed in that he does need a very specific offense. He needs less control. He needs an offensive coordinator that is hyper-focused on putting him in the best position to win, which, by the way, is a lot of quarterbacks in the league. Mm-hmm. No, he's not in that upper category yet. But I also am not just going to forget what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking about exposed this year, yes, for sure. He's not going to take the keys of the car and drive the Ferrari through Monaco and have no scratches on it. That isn't what he is yet. And maybe that isn't what he is ever. But you have to know your personnel. You did pay him, and then you gave him the keys, and it didn't work. On top of a bunch of other things that went wrong this season, again, the defense was very, very, very bad, which is a big problem to have. Most quarterbacks are not overcoming one of the worst defenses in football. You really don't, we rarely ever even see that. It's not even a conversation. There's two sides of the ball. Having one of the worst defenses in football is the responsibility of the head coach, and that matters. When you're talking specifically about how Jalen's played, we have learned that he's not capable of overcoming, the worst defense in football, or one of the worst defenses in football, and a changeover of this nature on the offensive side of the ball, which Nick Sirianni is in control of. So if he's not, if you two can't come together to figure out what works best for your personnel, which is the head coach's responsibility, and then the player can't come to the coach and say, this isn't working, or I don't feel comfortable, or I'm not healthy enough to do this, or whatever it is, to me, it's almost a communication issue. How are all of us seeing a complete tailspin for the Eagles and nobody stopped to adjust anything at all? So It's a failure overall, but to say that he was exposed to me means he's not capable of playing at a high level anymore. Is that what we're saying?
No, I'm saying he is not who we thought he was. Mm. Let's remember before the season, many people put Jalen Hurts above Josh Allen. Jalen Hurts was all pro, hard to do. Mm. Jalen Hurts had been to the Super Bowl, hard to do. Josh Allen had one all pro at the time and had not been to a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts was second in MVP voting. Mm. Josh Allen had been as well once in his career. So many people have put Hurts in the conversation. When I'm saying he got exposed, I'm saying he's not who we thought he was. And who did we think he was? We thought he was capable of putting the team on his back.
Yeah.
Who is he in all actuality? Somebody who needs everything to go right for it to go right. Because we keep sitting here talking about Brian Johnson this, Sirianni that, defense this, defense that. I understand all that, but Hurts, you shouldn't look that bad. Let the defense look bad on their own. They got their own issues. That ain't got nothing to do with how bad you look. Nope. That ain't got nothing to do with taking a safety when you got the ball at the 11-yard line, and it's a one-possession game. That was the difference.
Yeah.
That was the difference. Go down there and score is tied. Then you take a safety, you give them a ball back, they go score, it's blouses. Game is over, it's a wrap. And take that safety if you Lamar Jackson. Mm. Lamar, San Francisco 49ers, took a safety, but you know what? I'm going to put the team on my back, and I'm going to make up for it.
Ref,
but if you're not capable of, no doubt, but if you're not capable of putting the team on your back, you can't do that. So to me, it's like Jalen's not who we thought he was, and it's fair to say. Yeah, it has to be fair to say.
So he's a game manager, not game changer, is what you said.
All he did this year was manage games, objectively speaking. This is not my subjective opinion. Watch the tape. What game did he change?
Yeah.
What game? Anybody?
True.
He didn't change no games, bruh. He didn't change the Cardinals game. He didn't change the Seahawks game. He didn't change one of them Giants games. He didn't change the Cowboys game. Don't forget, even the game that the Cowboys lost, Dak Prescott chased out of bounds by Brandon Graham. Reed Blankenship tackles a dude at the one, Shoemaker. What game did he change? Mm-hmm. If you want to say he changed the Bills game, go back and rewatch it today during your lunch break. Mm-hmm. First three quarters, atrocious. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to say he did a great job oddling into a quarterback, Keith, he did. Mm-hmm. I'll give y'all that. He didn't change no games. Yeah. He didn't change no games.
This is a tough situation for me. He ain't saying nothing wrong,
He's saying everything right.
I just feel like at some point we got to be honest here. I'm like, all right, so when you have a guy that you're saying, promoting that he's one of the top dudes in the league, cool. Because he earned that last year, right? You know what I'm saying? He earned that, right? And he got better each year. When I watched from this year, like, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
And then we talk about the top five quarterbacks. And I'm the highest paid. I'm going to take out Deshaun Watson because they look better without him. Mm-hmm. The other dudes, Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar. Them dudes, I don't care how bad the offense is playing, right?
No question.
You're going to see some special moments.
One to notice.
Yeah, Josh, he had some picks, bro. But did you see that play in the second quarter?
Yeah.
I don't see none of that.
When's the last time, and anybody at this desk, Joy, James, when's the last time we came in here and said, boy, you see that play Jalen made?
The Super Bowl. The Super Bowl and the Bills game.
The Bills game was tough, though.
It was.
We didn't come in and say, did you see that play Jalen made? That
QB
draw was not a did you see that play.
Did they win because of that?
Yes, but that wasn't a did you see that play Jalen made. I'm talking one of the moments like Josh Allen, 52-yard QB versus Steelers.
You can do a bunch of cute plays and lose. So, to me, if you win the game because of something that you did and you get paid to do that, that's what matters.
But
I'm not arguing for one moment through the entire season. Well, the last time we felt that way was the Super Bowl.
Correct.
I'm just talking, okay, let's not even say a moment, right, or a play. Because I heard you saying, like, that's cute. Cute plays, cool. Give me a game where I'm like, yo, he did his thing. The Super Bowl, listen, I always thought Jalen Hurts was a good quarterback, right? I thought he was really, really good.
Super Bowl, change your mind.
The Super Bowl, I said, okay. Yeah. We got one, Philly. Yeah. Philly, we got one. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he showed. Yeah. I haven't seen nothing close to that yet.
Yeah.
Since the Super Bowl, I haven't seen nothing close to that. So when I do kind of like back him and take up for him, it'd be hard sometimes, right? Because this year, you had a lot of your guys healthy, right? Mm-hmm. Wide receivers.
Close to the season.
And what happened?
Yeah.
He's too praised and he's too good, in my opinion, to have these type of years.
Yeah.
You can have off years. I get that. But he didn't show me nothing to show like, yo, he's elite.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
I'm an Eagle. I'm a bleed green. Look at me right now. He's a green. Ain't that right, Slim? Yeah. He know what it is.
Slim was chilling to this box.
Y'all preach.
Well, when we return, we are just getting started because the Chiefs, they have a huge matchup. It is Patrick Mahomes' first road game of his playoff career, and it's in Buffalo against the Bills and the streaking hot Buffalo Bills. Should the Chiefs be worried? That's next on Speak. Don't forget, you can check us out every day. Fox Sports Channel, Sirius XM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Family, we are at second and short, and in shocking fashion, Mahomes will play his first playoff game on the road, and at worst, it comes against the Buffalo Bills that are fiery hot right now. They've won six straight games. They've been in playoff mode
since early December, family. Buffalo Bills, they've been doing their thing. It's very simple for me. Joy Taylor, should the Chiefs, the almighty Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, though the Bills are hot, should the Chiefs fear the Bills?
Yes. What, they just some, the Bills are just some busters now? They just let you be here? Like, thank you. Thank you, football guys, for letting us in. We're so excited. Do we get pins or something? What are we talking about? Should they fear the, of course they should fear the Bills. And they're not playing them in Kansas City.
Mm-mm.
Josh Allen has a 3-1 regular season record against Patrick Mahomes. 0-2 in the playoffs, but both those games were in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
They got to go to Buffalo now. They have 6 wins in a row. They're the best record since week 14. You just watched what he did. Now, listen, the Chiefs could beat Buffalo.
No doubt.
Of course. Okay. Of course.
But to ask if they should fear them, absolutely. Mm. This is a common opponent. This is a common foe. They have met each other before. They have won some. They have lost some. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you the Chiefs are treating the Bills with the respect that they deserve, and Buffalo will give them the same respect. Yeah, they should fear the Bills.
Crazy word.
Woo-wee.
That's going on crazy.
I co-sign. You know, using the word fear is interesting in football, yeah. Right amongst men. Yeah. I'm not scared of nobody.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I think you got to fear them is because what they put on tape. They've put stuff on tape that says, be afraid. Remember last week I came up and I told y'all, man, Miami Dolphins, number 4, he didn't want to hit Josh Allen, but somebody going to want to hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, against the Steelers, they didn't want to hit him either. Mm. So when you're watching the tape, and I can speak from experience, when you're watching the tape, you can be afraid of somebody before you ever face that somebody, mm-hmm. because you see what they did to somebody else. Yeah. And you're cognizant of, like, in the event they do that to me,
mm-hmm.
if they see me one-on-one, I remember, it's a true story. Before we faced Alabama in the national championship game, they had 2 running backs. They had Mark Ingram. They had Trent Richardson. Mark Ingram would go on to win the Heisman. I, Shady, you'll be surprised by this. I wasn't worried about Mark.
Trent.
I was worried about Trent because I was watching the press clippings, and Shady, I was watching too much TV. And a true story, I saw every Friday before the Saturday game, Trent Richardson squats 700 pounds 5 times. Mm. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I only squat 495.
Mm.
He squats 700. If we meet, I don't know how this gonna go. You know what I'm saying? He gonna lay hands on me, and it's not gonna be to pray. Yeah. If we meet, I don't know how this is going.
You ain't think he was trash? Like, he was strong, but he was trash, though.
In college, based on what I see,
okay.
Like, I don't know.
He did get trash in league. He didn't get trash in college.
In college, all I know is dude was a problem.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you watching the tape of Josh Allen, you are saying to yourself, I can't be messed up like they got messed up. So I think the Chiefs should fear him because of what they've put on tape. Not just some mythological, no. Josh Allen has put on tape, I can run through Christian Wilkins and get him up off me. You got to fear him a little bit, 2-5.
Listen, Josh is balling.
He balling.
And the Bills are the hottest team in football.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But what are we talking about here? Wait, time out real quick. Because I don't know if we're getting punked or what's going on. Wait.
Take
one. Are we talking about Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes?
That's what we're talking about.
Wait, are we talking about the defending champs?
Wait, real quick, hold on.
Are we talking about the 5-0 Mahomes in the division games?
Yes, sir.
Are we talking about him?
Yes, sir.
Are we talking about the Chiefs that been to 5 straight conference championship games?
We're not talking about them.
Yes, the 2-time MVP?
I think we are.
It's super crazy, wild, disrespectful to say that the Chiefs have fear anybody.
Ooh.
I don't care who the player is or who the team is.
If they're against the
best Cowboys team, they're fair.
Yeah.
Yo, listen. Crazy. I know it's a show, but I turn to the podcast. You know,
no doubt.
Listen, Andy Reid is the best coach in football, hands down.
Dang,
we all know that.
That's facts.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback, if I remember, in football.
Yeah.
So to say fair, listen. To beat a man, you got to beat the man.
Yes,
I know the Chiefs. I know the Bills are the hottest team in football. I give them that. They're playing phenomenal. Josh Allen is doing what he does.
Mm-hmm.
That's my boy. That's my boys over there. But you can't say that. The Chiefs fair.
Yeah.
Better head coach.
Yeah.
Better quarterback.
Yeah.
Better success.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the playoffs?
Yeah.
The playoffs.
Yeah.
I know this. I know they played bad the whole year, the Chiefs. But one thing I know about the Chiefs, and that playoffs come around.
Talk to me.
That's when they play their best.
Yep. Yeah.
That's when they coach their best.
Yep.
On Patrick Mahomes, we talked about Jalen Hurts earlier. We ain't seen no special plays when they need it. This boy over there, 15, right, with the good hair commercials and all that.
Well,
my boys ain't catching the ball. Cool.
Yeah.
I'll get the first down running it. So let's just keep the disrespect to a minimum, please. If y'all say the Chiefs is going to lose, I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
fear. You don't like
but
that
to
fear
say
word.
They fear,
yeah.
I can't do Big Red and Patrick Mahomes and Travis like that. And y'all already know
the Swifties is going to be in the building.
They are.
It's going to be cold, though.
They're going to be there.
They're going to be there in the box.
No, I had circled because when we were getting prepped for this question.
That was wow.
Fear.
Yeah, fear.
When Mohan told me fear, I'm like, hold up now. I had shady energy. Because you see what I got circled? 1-5 shouldn't fear nobody. Now, I think maybe a little worried because the Bills is playing better.
Right.
But this is Patrick Mahomes' league. Mm. He the champion. This is Patty's league. You 0-2 versus me, Josh. Why am I fearing you? Mm. If I fought you twice and put you to sleep twice, that's because you don't want a couple more fights. I'm scared.
But.
No.
But I made you taste blood. Remember, when Josh Allen played Mahomes 2020, Mahomes won.
Yes.
He won. Uh-huh. But it was Thriller in Manila, 15 rounds.
Yeah.
You feel me? I made you taste blood. Nobody makes Patrick Mahomes taste blood.
And Josh
made him taste blood.
And I hear everything you're saying.
Dang.
And that's why I said a little worried.
Okay.
But fear, this is my league. I done been to 5 straight AFC championships. I'm a 2-time MVP. I'm a 2-time Super Bowl champion. I'm a 2-time Super Bowl MVP champion.
Ooh.
I'm not fearing nobody in this league. I don't care if Lamar win another one. This is my league. Mm. So when you say fear, 1-5 should not fear nobody.
Like
I said, a little worried.
I just have a little question.
Okay,
so if fear is too aggressive, okay, fine. I don't have that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of relationship with fear. I gotta be afraid of some stuff. So maybe the word fear is a little more comfortable for me.
I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I gotta live with a little bit of fear. So maybe my relationship with fear is a little different. They should respect the Bills.
Absolutely.
All right, so I will adjust it then.
Yeah.
They should respect the hell out of the Bills.
A lot of respect.
Like extra respect.
Yeah.
Like, not fear.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of you, but like
thank you, ma'am.
But,
sorry
like,
about that,
extra,
ma'am.
Extra respect. Real gentle about it.
Nope.
What about if Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid aren't scared for themselves, right? Because they like that. Like, you know, Big Red's like, I'm like that. Patrick Mahomes is, I'm like that. What if they were like a little bit afraid about if, like, say the receivers are going to catch the ball.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not maybe afraid of the Bills. What if they're afraid about if Travis Kelce is going to drop as many passes as he catches?
Yeah.
That's a great question, Joy. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it like this, though. I'll say it like this. That's a good point. It's a good point because the young boys, they ain't never been there.
Yeah.
Damn, how we, it's playoffs. Damn, we in the road. How's it go? When you got a guy that you can look next to and you got that much trust, I'll give you an example. When we played with Tom Brady, my last championship, and there was a lot of young dudes on that team. People don't talk about there's a lot of young guys on that team. Some guys are uncomfortable. Guys that haven't wasn't winning. Because Mike Evans is a really good player.
He won none.
He ain't won none. Chris Godwin was super nice.
He
won nothing. Antonio Brown was the best of all of them.
Yeah.
He ain't never won none, right? But when you got a guy like that, you can look over to him, you got that trust.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have it, thank God, I know he got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take what he got, I'm going to take some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hug him a little longer.
Yeah, that's
happy
real
to see you a little
that's
longer.
Real
when I look at Travis Kelce, he hasn't been playing great. But when I look at 87, I know, yo, he got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this game, he might give it to me. So they could still lose this game. I just think that it builds so much confidence in the room, in the team. Like, yo, we got 1-5. We always got a chance.
Here's my question, 2-5.
Let me piggyback off that really
quick. Go ahead.
Because you're right, I did play with some great ones.
And you know
I've
for
been
sure.
in the huddle with Aaron Rodgers, and I'm dropping them. Jordy dropping them. Greg dropping them. And when we get back in that huddle and look at 12, we good. He is going to make a play, whatever it is. He is going to make a play to will us to a victory because we have a special player. And that's what Patty is. You dropping him, I'm just going to go over here. I'm going to do it with my legs.
Mm.
But with him in the huddle and the ball in his hands every play, if it's somebody that should be scared and fear somebody, it might be them Buffalo Bills.
Oh,
I'm sure. They beat us.
Was it 13 seconds or 15 seconds?
13 seconds.
Yo, Josh Allen, that's the best performance I've seen in any quarterback, right? When they played, what year was that?
Yeah, 2020.
Where that, right. Josh Allen up and down, Patrick Mahomes. The last one, the Josh scores, right?
Yep.
You see the Bills, they high-fiving, they putting the hats on, we won. Who we got next? And number 15 coming that field. He look at Kelce, look at him. Look at Tyreek, let's do it. What they do.
But here's the thing.
That's why I have no doubt that the Bills respect the Chiefs.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
To me, this is a different battle.
Mm.
It's a different battle. I've heard too many digits except the digits I'm trying to hear.
Okay,
it's like when you ask for a number and you get the wrong one. I've heard 15.
Yeah.
I get that. I've heard 12.
Yes.
I heard 13 seconds. Ain't nobody yet mentioned 17. We ain't talked about Josh Allen yet. Because Josh got to get, he going to get off the bus.
He the truth. He the truth.
He going to get off the bus.
That's my boy.
And we have to remember, it was do it, Kels. Do it, Kels. But who else did Patrick Mahomes hit on that drive?
Reek.
Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill ain't in KC no more, big dog. So if I'm Josh Allen and I get off that bus and I walk onto that field, they got to fear me. Because
he'll drive his own car, right? He's gonna be in his perfect seat, you know what I mean?
Like, they got to fear Josh.
After Josh Allen beat the Steelers, he had the
post game. Right? You seen it?
And he said, you know, we did a good job. And she said, well, you know, you got who you up next. First thing he said was, he ain't said Chiefs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, I know they got 1-5 over there.
Uh-huh.
So he already know what it is. and Josh is my guy, right? But one thing I love about this sports and about competing with other athletes, right, that's dominant sports players and athletes, is that if you think you're super nice, and I think I'm super nice,
we
all know who the better one is.
Mm.
And when we shake hands and all that, yo, you was killing us. If you think that's who you are and all that, but you know.
Mm.
You know who lead this is, right?
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah, yeah.
Before you even answer, right? he gonna say, yeah, you right, man. You right. Have a good game.
But, Shay, but let me ask you this. Is it undisputed right now in Josh Allen's mind?
Josh Allen's mind. My best year, I was giving a crazy workout, right? We played the Vikings. I said, yeah, I'm going to show AP. He know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm the best running back in football, all that. But when we had he said, yo, you balling all that? He looked at me like, he going hard? I'm like, all right, You know.
I think
Josh Allen's a great player. Yeah. He know.
But
he know.
And that's the thing, too, though. Like, when you talk about fear, the reason why I say I think the Bills, like, you 0-2 versus
him. It mattered.
Yeah. You 0-2. And one of them 0-2s, he scored on you in 13 seconds.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying I think fear is maybe it's too aggressive of a word. It's maybe too anti-masculine of a word. The Bills respect the Chiefs. I have no doubt about that. Because of the experiences that they've had with them, they're not underestimating no matter what the Chiefs have played like this year. They don't care about none of that. Just like Josh Allen said, they got 1-5 over there. So they're not underestimating the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I doubt that the Chiefs are underestimating the Bills.
Can I ask y'all a question real quick?
Yes, sir, please do.
Who should win this football game?
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Right? We will all say the Bills because they're playing a lot better.
Mm?
Josh is playing phenomenal. Yep. I'm going with the Chiefs, though. You know what? The Bills banged up.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. They just lost another linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when the safety can't guard Kelsey?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the linebacker got to play.
Yeah.
Right? These things that we're not thinking about. They had a 52, I forget his name, white dude with long hair.
AJ Klein?
Klein, right? He came off the couch last week.
Yeah.
You think Andy Reid are going to dice him up?
Yeah.
Oh, where? Oh, came off the couch eating donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And he going to play against the Chiefs?
Yeah.
With Patrick, we're going to dice him up.
Mm.
So I do think the Chiefs, and I can't go against them right now because they did so much. And you always talk about this. What's the resume for them? Well, I have a resume if we're not going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? I think right now the hotter team is the Bills, for sure. I think the better team might be the Bills, for sure. But when you're talking about legacy and what you've done and resume, I can't.
Yeah.
For me to bet money against the Chiefs is crazy.
Hold on, though, Shady.
It's crazy.
Hold on.
Who should win it, Acho?
Hold on.
Who should win this game?
It's got to be the Bills.
Mm.
And, Shady, I'll be honest. I'll be honest with y'all right now at home. I will be honest. I went to school for several years, got a couple degrees.
You are smart.
But I learned my greatest lessons at the casinos.
Uh-huh.
My greatest lessons in life I've learned at the casinos. I've learned resiliency. I've learned toughness. I've learned mental fortitude. And Shady, here's what I learned.
Sinner.
You don't ever bet against the wave.
Mm.
Ever.
Mm.
Ever. Ever. When you hot, you press. You on a roulette table.
That's
if
true.
Black is hit 6 straight times, don't go bet red on the 7th.
Yeah.
You feel me? You on a craps table. You already know what time it is. You on a blackjack table. If you won 6 straight hands on that second hand, what's table max?
Yeah.
Bet it.
Ooh.
The Bills have won 6 straight.
Yeah.
In what world, America, do you ever bet against the wave? Uh-huh. You don't ever, under any circumstance, and LeSean McCoy, you know this better than anybody here, you don't bet against the wave.
He's a gambler, right?
Yeah.
The gamblers say you always go from the public's betting the margin of the higher percentage is. So if the America's betting on the Bills to win, right, you go against it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say, though.
Yeah, I've learned some lessons at the casino, too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you
and my lesson at the casino is go to the casino with a man. Because they pay for everything.
Yeah,
I do.
And if we're gonna pick between these two men, as Shady outlined, there's one that's just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. They're both super duper rich.
A little bit.
Both super duper rich. But one is like wealthy. One is like generationally wealthy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he got like houses and boats and stuff. The other one like just started their business and like sold it.
Right.
He's still figuring it out.
Yeah.
He just sold a startup. The other one had generational wealth. So I feel you on the Bills. They're favored for a reason. They're at home. They're the hottest team. But like we wouldn't be surprised, and we've said this many times throughout the season, as bad as the Chiefs have played, if they were in the AFC Championship again, no one would be surprised.
He's going to throw you some coins. He's going to throw you a couple checks. That's why your hair look good.
That's why.
When I'm ready to go from the table, somehow I end up back. I don't know why, but it's not because I have my money.
And that's why I asked y'all that, because I'll keep it with the gambling, right? Because me and the wife go to the casino a lot, too.
Oh, y'all be gambling?
Yeah, we be gambling. Man, me in Vegas and all that gambling. And you know what? She be like, babe, can I get some money? Yeah, go ahead. She gambling with no pressure. She just out there like, you back already? So that's why I asked that
question.
You back already? So that's why I asked that question. Because the team that should win this game, not even to probably us, but to the world, is Josh Allen. 1-5 resume sitting over there. And he walking into this building and he ain't got no pressure. He shouldn't even win this game. Mm.
Ooh. He probably after the situation though. Think about this real quick though. Name a time where Patrick Mahomes wasn't expected to win a playoff game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is that time.
That's his receivers dropping him. He ain't expected to win. They the hottest team in football. He just, okay.
We gonna see.
Okay.
Well, family, I got another fear question. Should Nick Sirianni fear getting fired after the Eagles' abysmal collapse at the end of the season? People are calling for his job. Is he on the hot seat, family? This would be shocking. How you go from a Super Bowl to unemployed in a year? It could happen. It could happen.
I hope not, Pete.
When are y'all taking me to the casino?
Where's Slim at?
Shady, you have said a lot about Dak Prescott.
Maybe they couldn't hear me.
What was it you said?
When the lights are bright, Dak Prescott, he's going to play ass.
ass. You know it's January Burger?
Ass.
Oh. You know how he played last night?
How?
Ass.
Dak Prescott, is he still elite? Yes or no?
Who looks worse in the loss?
Sorry. We need to look at Dak Prescott number 4. And now, if you can't hear me then, you can hear me now.
Well, misery loves company, I guess, because the Philadelphia Eagles and Slim, he here, but it's the last time because the Eagles have found their own misery after losing to the Bucks, a team that they blew out the first time they saw them. They didn't blow them out, but they beat them convincingly. Okay, can we kill this music? Because I can't cook to this country music. I can't cook to it. Thank you.
Wait, like Jolly.
Real quick, who was it? Is that y'all music heads? Who was that?
I don't know. That song?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening that close. Do you know?
You know, I know.
Give me a country vibe.
Y'all know who this is? Y'all know who this is.
Who is it, Shady?
You waiting for them to tell you who
it is? Yeah, what's going on?
I'm setting it up.
Well, look, I don't know who Nick Sirianni was. Not that Sirianni on the field the last 7 weeks of the season. I don't know who that man was. I believe that the Eagles are in a very tough position as to whether they should keep Nick Sirianni or fire Nick Sirianni, because I simply ask, what has Nick Sirianni done over the last half of the season to keep his job? You know what they say? They say that these jobs are not owned, they are leased, and rent is due every day. Nick Sirianni is about 6 weeks delinquent because he ain't paid a long time. I haven't seen the Eagles come out with fire or passion in weeks. Giants game made him quit. Bucks game made him quit. Haven't seen the Eagles come out with a competent offensive game plan. Haven't seen the Eagles defense come out with a competent defensive game plan. So I am just curious as to why the Eagles should keep Nick Sirianni. Everybody's allowed to have a bad performance or performances, but gotta tell me why. You just got to tell me why. I'm not mad at somebody for having a bad performance. Show up late to work, that's cool, but why were you late? I need context, because if you can't tell me why it happened, it might just happen again. So unless Nick Sirianni can explain eloquently in the greatest vernacular in detail to Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie why the Eagles collapsed, then yeah, you got to consider firing him. Because if you can't explain why it happened, Shady, it might happen again. You're the Eagles' all-time rushing leader. This question means more to you than to anybody on television, in case you have heard this dialogue before. Should the Eagles fire Nick Sirianni?
You know, in Philadelphia, it gets really, really crazy.
It does.
With the media, with the people, with the fans. They should keep Nick. Nick is a hell of a coach. He's a good coach. Players love playing for him. He's the type of coach where you'll run through the door for him, right? And it's hard to get coaches like that. That's kind of what Bill's problem was in New England. So I'll say this, though.
Or I'll ask y'all this first. If you're the head coach for a team, right, and your best, your most important player is probably
the quarterback.
The quarterback, right? If the quarterback's not playing well, which he isn't, you can't blame the quarterback, can you?
No, can't do that. Never can do that, actually.
So you never could do that. I'm sure there's, and I'm not blaming Jalen Hurts. I'm just saying, I'm sure there's times where Nick want to say, yo, this ain't going right, such and such. Maybe our quarterback's not playing a certain way, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He can't do that. You got to protect the piece. You play chess, you got to protect the king.
No doubt.
Right? Oh, they want to get him? Put the queen in front of him.
Yep. Right? Anything. Pawn.
So you have to do that. And I think that's the case with Philadelphia is I've been blaming the coordinator for this and that. He could do different things for Jalen. But at the end of the day, man, we just talk about all these great players, and we put Jalen Hurts up there with all the top quarterbacks. Maybe Jalen has something to do with that. The more I start watching tape, the more I start looking at it, he got something to do with this.
No doubt.
The collapse of the offense, not the defense, the offense. Mm-hmm. So when we want to blame Nick, I can't go that far because I'm not there in the seats to know what's really going on. Now, them players can tell you that.
Yeah.
But the head coach can't come out there and blame his $250 million quarterback. He can't do that. And I think that this year, a lot of the fault for the Eagles, right, collectively, I think it's coaches as well, but the biggest piece is our quarterback. He got to play up to the money that we're paying him and to the way that we view him as a top elite quarterback. And if you're not doing that, who's going to take the blame?
Yeah.
It's going to be the coach.
I mean, we had a Mike McCarthy question yesterday, should we fire Mike?
Yes, sir.
And I said no.
You did?
So I can't sit up here and say, keep Mike, fire Sirianni. You have a coach. I think this is crazy to me, man. Like, you have a coach that has been to the playoffs every single year that he's been there and been to the Super Bowl, right, and lost to the best player and the best coach in the National Football League. And we talking about firing a man after a down year, and a down year is you being 11-6 and getting to the playoffs? Like, to me, that sounds crazy when you just think about that, as good as Nick has been since he's been in Philadelphia. And his down year, which we're talking about right now, ends in a playoff loss. That sounds really, really crazy to me. I think Nick Sirianni should be the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. I think Nick Sirianni needs to make changes as the offensive coordinator and at the defensive coordinator. But I think he has earned the right to be able to keep his job with what he's shown you in Philadelphia for these 3 years. You just came out of the Super Bowl. You started this season 10-1. Everybody was calling you the best team in football. As bad as everybody talking about your quarterback right now, the way he was playing, he was 10-1, and he was considered the favorite for MVP. Nick Sirianni has a lot to do with that as well. Does he have a lot to do with the downfall? Sure. But what he has proven and what he has showed you since he's been the head coach of Philadelphia, no, he should not be fired as a Philadelphia Eagles head coach. They should give him an opportunity to fire and bring in some people that he wants to bring in to run this offense and to run this defense, period. He lost both his coordinators last year, and it showed this year.
Yeah. Everyone has to stop being so hysterical. They were in the Super Bowl last year. The next year, they went back to the playoffs and lost in the first round of the playoffs. There's a term called Super Bowl hangover. The reason why we say that is because since the turn of the century, 23 previous Super Bowl losers, only three of those 23 improved their record. More than half of them, including this year's Eagles, didn't reach the divisional round. Only one Super Bowl loser the year prior went back to the Super Bowl and won it. And do you know who the quarterback of that team was? Tom Brady.
Tom.
No one else has gone back to the Super Bowl. Only four of them have gone back to the conference championship where they lost. It's a term for a reason. If you go to the Super Bowl, even if you go to the Super Bowl and win, you sometimes have a down year. Kind of like the Chiefs have had throughout the regular season. Now they have Patrick Mahomes, so we feel differently about the fact that they won and still have questions about them, which is a segment that we did about, do the Chiefs even look as good as we want them to look in the win? So I can't just panic because you had a down year. Now, next year, if it looks down again, then we can start ringing the alarms and start making some moves. But you go to a Super Bowl, then you go back to the playoffs, admittedly look bad, but as James said, at one point in the year, you were 10-1, and that quarterback, who looked really bad towards the end of the season, was at the top of the MVP conversation. So something happened. Something. We can see where it started. Something. It was week 13. Whatever happened from that point on was tragic, and Jalen Hurts is responsible for that, and Nick Sirianni is responsible for that, the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, everything went wrong. But if you panic and just keep cycling through coaches and cycling through systems, it's going to continue to go bad, in my opinion. You were in the Super Bowl last year. Just like most Super Bowl losers, you have a down year the next year. It is basically scientific. So give him another year. You don't have a choice. You got to give Jalen another year. Make the tweaks you need to make. And as far as the coordinators go, his A choice for the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator when he got hired were great. Were they not? Usually your first choice is pretty good. Like, there's only so much good in the world. There's only so much great at anything. His first choices were good. His second choices were not. There usually is a drop-off from your first to second choice. So I don't think it is as dumpster fire, as colossal of a collapse as we are really making it out to be. It looked bad. It spiraled, yes, but you were in the Super Bowl last year. You went back to the playoffs. You were 10-1 at one point in the season. You just need to make some adjustments, in my opinion.
I don't want to say what I'm about to say. And I don't, because I really don't want this to get clipped off on social media.
Oh, no, you ain't got to worry about it. Really, they watch it.
I really don't. But I have to ask. Is Nick Sirianni the Jimmy Garoppolo of coaches?
No, hell no. Jimmy's trash.
Let me elaborate. You can see a player go to a Super Bowl and not win it, and you'll ask yourself, who's holding me back? Who's holding me back? Mm. If you're Howie Roseman, I know Howie Roseman well. I've known Howie Roseman longer than Nick Sirianni. Shady, you've known him longer than I have. You might be looking at the staff and looking at this team that you've assembled, coaches included, and ask yourself, who's holding me back? Because Howie gave Sirianni a roster last year, a roster that was better than the Chiefs. And Howie gave Sirianni a roster this year, was better than just about every roster except, I would say, the San Francisco 49ers. So if you're Howie, and Shady, you know this much, Howie's looking and he's saying, I did my job. Because you still got A.J. Brown. I gave you him. Devontae Smith, Heisman winner, gave you him. Dallas Goedert, second-round pick, gave you him. DeAndre Swift, most talented running back in Philly since the man sitting next to me, LeSean McCoy, I gave you him. Jason Kelce, first ballot Hall of Famer, gave you him. Lane Johnson, you still got him, future Hall of Famer. So if you are Howie, you're looking around saying, look, Nick, I did my job. So I'm simply wondering, yes, he went to the Super Bowl. But we've seen players go to the Super Bowl and quickly get replaced. So I'm just wondering, if you're Howie Roseman and you're saying, who's holding this team back? Might you say to yourself, it's Nick, because I gave you as good of a roster for two consecutive years as somebody can give a person.
So Howie put that team, he put that roster together, right?
Put the roster together.
Defense. We're not going to talk about the defense? Bad, bad. He put that. Who put that together?
Howie put them together.
Do Nick get...
Okay,
so when we had this conversation, Howie, right, and I'm Nick. Yeah, you did give me that offense. You're right. But what about this defense? I mean, they don't want to tackle. They don't even want to tackle. Mm-hmm. You see Bradbury last night?
You're right.
Oh, my God.
I take this.
He seen it. He seen it.
What'd you say? He tackled like what?
Soft. But he said he was soft.
I would say this.
What?
This is the same Bradbury that was all pro last year, right? This the same Slade that was all pro last year, right? This the same Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Hassan Reddick, Josh Sweat. This the same Jordan Davis. And I gave you a first-round pick, defensive rookie of the year in Jalen Carter, right? Mm. This the same them, right? So that's what I would say to you. I gave you the same pieces. Could I keep Epps? Couldn't do it. He went to the Raiders.
Wait, hold up.
Could I keep Johnsy Gardner-Johnson? I tried. He wanted more money. But I gave you 90% of the same roster.
So wait. So real quick. So when they brought in a dude from the Patriots... What's his name?
Not
again?
Patricia.
Patricia.
So when Sirianni brought him in. When Sirianni.
You don't think Howie had none?
When Sirianni brought him
in. So you tell me you don't think Howie had nothing to do with that?
No, sir.
Ooh.
I don't know.
You do know. Ain't nothing going on with Howie talking about it. When they lost that game, the first person they seen when they went to the locker room was who? Was Howie.
Mm-mm-mm.
Right?
You're talking replacing Desai. I thought you meant in the offseason. That's what I mean. I thought you meant when Patricia came in the offseason.
Come on now. Come on, man. So I look at that and I look at the quarterback. Everything comes down to the quarterback, right? I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan, but it's like, yo, our guy's not playing that well. How can we win if our best guy's not playing that well? Look at the Chiefs. They're struggling, right? Imagine if Patrick Mahomes was struggling. You know how bad they would be? Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as much as we want to blame Nick, we got to look at the guy that's starting this thing. The keys in your hands, Jalen. Mm. Hey, I'm a good coach, bro. But you made me a great coach. When you made them plays get the Super Bowl, right? I was a good coach, but you made me a great coach. You did stuff like that. When we couldn't move the ball and you was doing it, you made me a great coach. That's what make great coaches great. We talk about Bill Belichick. I didn't think he was that good. The world thought he was so great. Why? Won the championships. Why you won the championships? Your quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. Andy Reid's a great coach. He's going to be good with any quarterback he has. But to make him great is the production from your quarterback. Yeah. So as much as you want to look at Nick, you got to look at the quarterback. when if Jalen Hurts balls out next year, I guarantee you we're not going to be talking nothing about Nick Sirianni.
No.
That's how it works. That's how the game works.
But also, you're talking about switching over a lot for a young quarterback that struggled this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to make a lot of adjustments within the building. Turning over the head coach is a completely different cultural change.
That's true, too.
Nick Sirianni has won a lot of games. A lot of games in a short amount of time. They've gotten better every single year. And then you went to the Super Bowl. And again, as I outlined with lots of numbers and 24 years of evidence, teams that go to the Super Bowl and lose tend to have a bad year. Unless your name is Tom Brady. There's only one of those guys and he is never coming back. So it's not even unusual to be in a situation like this. We just have these expectations that they've won earned last year going to the Super Bowl and this year being 10-1.
Yeah.
But you have to look at the situation realistically. Everyone's not going to go to the Super Bowl every year. Are you in a position to go to the postseason? Have you built up your resume to show that you can take a team from good to great, which I think he's done, and then you had a down year. Again, if he's bad again next year, do whatever you want to do.
Right.
But
if you're, my final question.
We all deserve a second chance.
No doubt. But I just know Howie too well. And I know him too well because he cut me too many times. And I know Howie's level of expectations. You know it, obviously, Shady. If you are, if you're the general manager, mm-hmm. I'm looking at Nick Sirianni like you're holding me back. And Howie is more competitive probably than anybody in the league.
Yeah.
So if I'm Howie, I'm looking like, man, we let Steichen out the building and he outperformed you compared to the talent he had on his team.
Yeah.
We let Gannon out the building and Gannon beat us.
Yeah.
Beat us and it cost us a freaking 2 seed.
Of course the coordinators are going to leave. You were going to replace Nick Sirianni after getting to a Super Bowl with Gannon or Steichen?
No, I'm saying that Howie's probably thinking to himself, or could be, how good is this guy? Was it him or was it, to all you all's points, was it the coordinators? Yeah. Because McVay's lost coordinators, Shanahan's lost coordinators, Belichick, when he was in his heyday, lost coordinators. Everybody loses coordinators, and they still stayed great.
But that's because they're the coordinator. They call the plays.
Yes.
Nick Sirianni does not call the plays. You know what I'm saying? Right? They are the coordinator. So when I talk about this, like, reason why I'm giving Nick Sirianni another chance is because Nick Sirianni brought in these dudes. So now we should be really praising Nick Sirianni because look at his coaching tree. We praise all these coaches for their coaching tree. He left and did that. He left and did that. That's part of his, like, he hired these dudes. So I think out of respect, I have been a winning coach since I stepped in this thing. I have hired coaches who I knew would do a great job. Mm. They left because we went to the Super Bowl and our quarterback played at an MVP level. He even got all pro. I lost these two dudes on defense and offensive side of the ball. I thought these dudes that was behind them or whatever could do the job. They can't, but I know where I'm going, Howie Roseman. I know who I'm going to get. I know a vision that I know that Jalen Hurts needs, and I know what I need on the defensive side of the ball. So I think from that standpoint, you cannot fire him, and you got to give him another chance because he has won. And the coaches that he put together has went, and they have had a lot of success. So if you ask me, I think he deserves to be able to bring in some new coaches of how he wants this football team to be, what he wants Jalen Hurts to do on offense, and how he wants his defense to look. If it fails again next year, then this is a totally different conversation.
I like Sirianni. So I hope they do keep him. Well, let's stay in the NFC East. Dak Prescott, man, he fell short once again. Can he ever be trusted? J.D. McCoy is going to be in rare form after this one. Slim, we going to miss you, Slim.
Bye, Slim.
Take it in, Slim.
Slim ready to go.
Up the
energy,
Slim.
We're not going to miss you, Slim.
Man, Slim, I'm ready to get out of here, man.
Dak Prescott let the Cowboys himself and his teammates down 2 days ago. You made it to the playoffs as a 2 seed and lost to the Packers. Remember, the Cowboys had a team featuring 9 All-Pros and lost to a Packers team which had 1 All-Pro, and it was a special teams player. A sheer disappointment, an utter disaster. Shady McCoy, will you, shall you, can you ever trust Dak Prescott again?
Trust? Wait, what do you mean trust again? Y'all trust him? Y'all crazy,
remember,
man.
Remember, he trusts people.
Oh, yeah, he trusts everybody. That's the uncomfortable conversation. I'm uncomfortable trusting him. How about that? I've never trusted Dak Prescott in any type of game in the postseason, in January. Regular season, he might get some trust from me. Postseason, nah, I ain't gonna trust. No. January, he loses in January. That's what he do. So, I don't know. Y'all getting carried away with this whole trusting thing. I think Dak Prescott is a good quarterback. I truly believe that. I think that only thing with him is, what haunts him, is that when things get tough, the lights get bright,
yeah,
right? The stage is big. He doesn't show up. That's just who he is.
And that's him and the Cowboys, to be honest. I mean, they like that team is so talented, coached very well. They should be easily a conference championship type of team. Easily. Mm-hmm. They should be playing the Niners for the championship. Yep. But it's Dak Prescott. So, I mean, it is what it is.
No.
No, what?
You ask a question.
She don't trust him.
Can you ever trust Dak again?
No. Mm. Trust and respect are earned.
Yes, they are.
At least where I come from.
Yes,
I don't know, there's some new rules out here and stuff, but last time I checked, trust and respect are earned. Mm-hmm. And they're maintained.
Yeah.
You can lose respect and you can lose trust. So you better keep it 100 and you better keep it consistent.
Yeah. Allah.
What we know about Dak is consistently he is a really, really good regular season quarterback. In fact, an all-pro regular season quarterback.
One time.
Yes, but it is hard to do, and he did it this year.
That's true.
During the regular season.
That's true.
But in the postseason, as Shady said, when the lights get bright, things fall apart for one reason or another. Dak has played on every team possible. Good, bad, hot, injured, healthy. They have 9 All-Pros this year?
9 of them.
That's a lot. That's crazy.
That sounds crazy. He's paid while he's been paid, not paid, tagged, expectations, no expectations, good rookie season, good regular season, kind of good postseason. Like, he's had every version there is to have. You had an okay coach, then you got a Super Bowl winning coach. You have the hottest offensive coordinator in football. Then you switch to the Super Bowl winning coach that has the best offensive in football. Like you have an incredible running back that they pay before they pay you. Like, I don't know what version of football he needs to be successful at the next level. Mm. And that doesn't mean that everything doesn't have to be a zero-sum game. That doesn't mean that Dak has no value in this league. I don't believe that. But if you're asking about trust, particularly, of course, we're talking about in the postseason, You can't. You've had so many different versions of opportunities to get it done. And I know that Cowboys fans are going to be like, what about Eagles? What about Jalen Hurts? Dak's going into his 9th year.
That's true.
We've got like almost a decade of evidence here. So I want to say it. I do. I really do. But this, if not this year, when? Mm. Literally when? You have 9 All-Pros.
That part.
You are an All-Pro. Not only does the rest of the team, like you have 8 All-Pros in the rest of the team. All right, let's not even count you. You have 8 All-Pros. That sounds crazy.
That's crazy.
Like if you were like, man, if he just had 8 All-Pros, we'd all be like, when the hell are you going to get a team with 8 All-Pros and a Super Bowl winning coach, a defensive player that had 5 pick sixes that led the league in interceptions, am I right?
History, yeah.
History.
Like,
historic pick six. Yeah.
What else do you, what else you want? Could out of you life? Want? Yeah. What else could you want? Yeah. So I want to say it. I thought it was this year. 3 years in a row, you've had 12-plus wins during the regular season. Mm. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say.
Hey, does the team change up next year, you think?
They have the dilemmas, and we'll answer on the other side of the break. Deron Bland, he gonna want his bread. CeeDee Lamb gonna want his bread. Micah Parsons gonna want his bread. Zach Martin's gonna want his bread. And I believe Tony Pollard got tagged, so he gotta figure out the running back situation.
What happened? Did I cook for that long? Oh, was I? My bad, I blacked out.
James Jones answers, will Dak Prescott ever be trusted?
I thought this was a longer block.
I'm sorry. Jack
surprised. I was like, what?
All right, James Jones, you up, big dog. I've been waiting for this answer all day. You trusted Dak Prescott. You trusted Mike McCarthy. You were very loud, proud, and bold about the Cowboys. You love Dak Prescott. You love Dak Prescott. You say you had all over that.
I say you trusted.
Now you love Dak all year.
You trusted all of them. You loved them.
You said that's the best career in football all year.
And they played you.
Yeah, right. James, can Dak ever, and I mean this with my heart, can he ever be trusted on the football field again?
You know, Joy said it best, man. Trust is earned, right? Respect is earned. But not only that, to earn trust, you got to be super consistent.
Yeah.
Right? That's how you earn trust, right? Do what you say
you going to do.
And that is
You're a real daddy. You're a real dad.
And that is how you earn trust. In the regular season, I bet on Dak Prescott every game.
Mm-hmm.
Because he tells me, JJ, I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do in the regular season. In the postseason, nah. He cannot be trusted. And to be honest with you, if he goes next year and wins the Super Bowl, he still can't be trusted because now I need to see you be consistent at doing it. Mm-hmm. So the next year after you win a Super Bowl, or the next year you go to the NFC Championship, or the next year you win a couple of these playoff games, the next year after that, I need to see you do it again. Once you do that, then we'll start talking about some trust. As for right now, my dog Shady say best.
Can I flip this on his head? Dak can be trusted.
How?
He can be trusted to do exactly what he said he's going to do.
That's true. Yep.
Not get you there.
Yeah.
Dak's not winning no Super Bowls next year. Mm-mm. Dak's not winning a Super Bowl. I can confidently say, I promise you, y'all can clip this one off, send it to Freezing Cold Takes. I can confidently say this. Dak Prescott will not start and play the majority of a game for a Super Bowl winning team. He can win a Super Bowl like Carson Wentz won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles starting. I can't put that past him. But there's not a world in which Dak Prescott can win a Super Bowl. He's played 7 playoff games, and he's gotten outplayed by the opposing quarterback in 5 of them. So how in the world is Dak Prescott now, then, going to go outplay 4 quarterbacks consecutively? Furthermore, here's the math that y'all have to figure out, and it doesn't matter what level of math you graduated from. This math is simple. If the opposing quarterback is better than you, Dak Prescott, that means that your teammates got to be better than their teammates. And that's a bet that I don't want to place. Because if Jordan Love is better than you, Dak, then all of a sudden now you need CD to be better than Watson. Yep. You need Cooks to be better than Dobbs. You need Micah to be better than Walker. Now all your teammates got to be better than all their teammates. But if you're better than their quarterback, you ain't got to worry about all that. So there's not a world in which Dak Prescott will win a Super Bowl for the Cowboys as a starter. I do trust Dak Prescott. I trust that he is exactly who he's shown us to be. Question is, do we trust Mike Tomlin to come back to the Steelers next year? I don't know if y'all saw, he walked off of the presser when somebody asked him if he would return. We will play y'all that sound and let y'all weigh in on this. It's really the best topic of the day. Maybe one of the greatest coaches currently coaching might be done in Pittsburgh. Maybe. That's next on Speed. Mike Tomlin, 17th season straight without one losing one. It is impeccable. It is improbable. However, they did lose yesterday to the Buffalo Bills, and they are officially done with the season. So, Tomlin got questions about his future. Y'all just got to listen.
Anyone?
Mike, you have a year left on your contract.
Holla. Bye, Felicia. Bye. You know what I mean?
Mike Tomlin said, get somebody else to do it.
Bye, Felicia.
He's definitely going to be a meme. Somebody else. Sure.
Here's my thought process. One, was he out of pocket for that, y'all think? Like, last press conference, this is the last time you're really going to dress him until the goodbye meetings. Yeah. Was he out of pocket for that, James?
No, man. We just lost a football game, man. We got a lot to think about. I'll talk about my future later, man. I ain't feel to be dealing with that.
I love Mike Tomlin.
Mike can do whatever he wants.
All right, now.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that at all.
No issue.
And the reporter asking it was not expecting a kind response either, I'm sure. Like, somebody had to ask it, but like, what did you expect?
Oh, Mike T said, I'm out of here.
Let me ask y'all this, though. Do y'all read into that? Because he easily could have just been like, I'm going to be here. Boom, boom, boom. I'm dedicated. He easily could have just been like, hey, I'm not worried about. But like, to walk off, sometimes a non-answer is an answer.
But what, I mean, you know, he answered all the questions up there. He got to answer her question.
No.
Because she's part of the media. So what?
But to diffuse kind of the question marks, example, Jason Kelce announced today, future Hall of Famer, he's retiring.
Right. Yeah.
Yesterday, he didn't talk to the media. So now the media had to speculate. Yeah. Came out today, he's retiring.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin could have easily just been like, I'll be here.
You know what I'm saying? He could have easily walked off like he did.
Yeah.
You don't have to respond to her, answer her question. Who is she?
I feel you.
He's Mike Tomlin. It's only one of him. It's a million of her. We on TV, it's a million of us. It's only one of them. It's the truth. Yeah. You gotta answer their questions because you're in the media?
And maybe he hasn't decided. So if he answers that question and then he changes his mind, now he's a liar?
So that's my thought process. Do y'all read into it?
No.
You can read into maybe he hasn't decided. That is a way to interpret a non-answer.
No, and maybe there isn't even anything to decide. All the speculation about whether Mike's going to be there or not is really irrelevant. He's telling people he is going to be there. They've not had a meeting. Like this, they just lost. The Steelers and the Steelers brass and Mike Tomlin have not sat down in their end of the year meetings yet and discussed everything that's happened and what the plan is. That hasn't happened yet. So there are no real answers to what's going to happen, whether he's going to be there or whether he's not going to be there. So no matter what he says anyway, he's not telling the truth.
It's just fascinating.
And you ask a lot of questions, I don't be liking. I might walk off on you. He talk about Mike Tomlin. He didn't want to talk about Shady.
You know.
The Eagles there.
See, I took it as Mike T feel a little disrespected.
I'm even answering questions about my career here in Pittsburgh. Yeah. After all I done gave y'all, so you know what? Gotta go.
Yep. This is a story to watch for the foreseeable future. Well, when we return, we got to hand out Speak Game balls for the highlight performances of the NFL playoffs. Who's getting our shout out, Stroud?
Maybe Flacco for a job well done. Love.
Oh,
maybe Baker.
Love,
shout out Todd Bowles. We will see when we return.
What's up, family? Y'all know what it is. It is time to hand out the Speak Game balls. Yeah. We are signing them, and we're giving them out to the one lucky. Okay, the Sharpie's not great, but we're giving them out to the one lucky fan. My Speak Game ball goes to Baker Mayfield. Shout out to Baker Mayfield. Two playoff wins. Baker Mayfield got two playoff wins with two different teams. Knocked out the Eagles this year. Knocked out the Steelers back in 2020. But more than anything, took over for Tom Brady and got the Bucs another win. James Jones, foreign.
Eyes on the prize, always.
Game ball, Kansas City Chief, Rasheed Rice. We've been dropping them, we've been catching them, but young fella went to work.
No doubt.
Eight catches, 130, two tink-tinks, that's what we call them, two touchdowns. Went to work, man, I'm proud of you. They need you, bro. They need you this week. Who next?
My ball is for Jordan Love. I'm actually surprised this wasn't yours. Jordan Love,
good one.
Man, and the Green Bay Packers organization. What deal did you do with the devil? You got Brett Favre, you got Aaron Rodgers, now you got Jordan Love. Shout out to the young boy. Great game.
Game ball goes to Todd Bowles.
I had
and he had us in the box on offense.
Yep.
Shut down Jalen Hurts. Shut down Smitty. He did a great job, so I'm giving this. And it was his first playoff win.
Gotta re-sign that shit.
Sign
that?
Hold on.
Yeah.
I know, man.
Y'all sign that. Casper, this your game ball, too, bro.
Yeah, shout out, Casper.
Shout out to the cast.
Hey, that's the most signature.
I'm trying to tell you the real one in the face.